On today's Zone Daily Podcast, the Friday edition features the Titans signing one of its two remaining undrafted rookies from the 2021 draft class, the NFL making a pretty strong memo about how they're going to handle COVID-19 and vaccinations in the 2021 season. Plus, Clark Lee went on Blaine and Mickey and had some very specific and clear thoughts about his vision for bringing Vanderbilt back to relevance in the SEC East and beyond. All that and a little bit more on the Friday edition. It's the Zone Daily Podcast. We're getting it started right now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Bowling.
We start with Elijah Molden, Tennessee Titans third-round pick, number 100 overall, defensive back out of Washington, officially agreed to terms with the Titans on a contract yesterday afternoon. This is relevant because, of course, training camp gets started next week, with everything opening up on Tuesday and Wednesday, and because it leaves just one member of the Titans 2021 draft class who has not yet been signed. Monty Rice is the last guy standing. Linebacker out of Georgia, picked in the fourth round by the Tennessee Titans. Molden expected to feature in the nickel, expected to be a guy that gets a lot of playing time as a rookie, officially signed to a contract yesterday afternoon. Other big NFL news, it was the news of the day yesterday around the world of sports. The NFL put out its long and lengthy, specific, however you want to call it, but they dropped the hammer on vaccinations, on cancellations, and gave their policy for COVID-19 in 2021. Basically, look, either get vaccinated or don't play. That's the best way to describe what the NFL told its Players Association and owners and league executives the other day. They said they will not be rescheduling games. You have the opportunity to forfeit or be given a COVID win, and that they do not anticipate adding a 19th week to the schedule. They say, due to a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players, the team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss for playoff seeding. This will have massive implications, the financial losses, potential discipline from the commissioner, both things that are a part of this memo from the commissioner to the NFL. The entire 272-game schedule will be played over 18 weeks. There won't be a 19th week. Vaccinated individuals who test positive and are asymptomatic can return to duty after two negative tests 24 hours apart, and then unvaccinated individuals still subject to mandatory 10-day isolation period if they test positive. Look, this is going to be the case around the NFL, around college football, and beyond. And the NFL, of course, is always going to set the agenda on things like this. This is the way that you encourage your players to get vaccinated. I understand the personal responsibilities. I understand the personal liberties. But let's just be clear about this. If you want to give your team the best chance to win, just go ahead and get vaccinated. It's pretty much that simple. Alabama head coach Nick Saban said that it gives you a competitive advantage, so why wouldn't you? It's kind of where I fall too, and I'd expect most NFL players to take that opportunity and help their teams by getting vaccinated after this memo coming from the commissioner to the NFL. So yesterday, Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head coach, was on Blaine and Mickey. He talked about his vision for Vanderbilt football and a holistic approach about why he believes that Vanderbilt is the number one football program in the country, or at least why it has potential to be a powerhouse the way he views it.
I think first we live in a world now where, opinions come and opinions go, and they crash on the shore and they just kind of resolve back into the ocean. And, what we have to do here is insulate from that, right? Because we can't allow, and it starts with me, we can't allow the opinions outside the program to impact how we view our experience here. So you don't put a wall up, but you just insulate and you allow this program to become what it's meant to be, which is a place where we develop, great teammates, great people, great competitors, and we prepare people for the long-term task of making impact in our communities. Once you get it insulated. Once you kind of cease to allow, the opinions of those outside to impact how we view our experience, it's just about steady messaging and teaching, right? Like it's not one statement, you know, that makes it happen. It's not the idea that, hey, we're going to earn jersey numbers here and, you know, no one has a number. I mean, that doesn't work in and of itself. It's the context of those things. It's the messaging around those things. And it's the consistency that we teach about team building and being a good teammate and how we explain why that's important and how that impacts our performance together. All that bound together becomes this experience that drives the internal perception. And then what happens once people start to be proud of what they're doing and what they're a part of, they start walking with their shoulders back and their chins up, and they start to understand, hey, they are important. I mean, and to me, that's a message I've carried to the team a few times this summer, is like, hey, you are very important here. And that doesn't mean that we're arrogant. That means that we understand when we meet people and we shake their hand and we introduce ourselves, we do that with confidence. We're representative of something that is right.
I was really impressed with the way Clark Lee spoke with us, spoke with 3HL on Wednesday afternoon in Hoover the other day at SEC Media Days. I think this is a guy who understands Vanderbilt's culture and understands what it's going to take from an X's and O's, from a football perspective, but from the holistic philosophy perspective on how you make Vanderbilt successful. Now, originally, I'm going to take back something that I said at first, that, look, why would you hire a guy who knows the Vanderbilt culture when all the Vanderbilt culture has ever been is losing? But I think Clark Lee strikes me more as a guy who understands the Vanderbilt academic and the holistic professional culture and how the academics can be used to help football. And he's also a guy that knows football, which is clear from what he was able to do as defensive coordinator at Notre Dame. I'm starting to feel more optimistic about Clark Lee's fit at Vanderbilt University. There are coaches that are better fits at one particular place than others. I don't think Clark Lee is a fit everywhere. I don't think he's a fit at Tennessee. I think he's the perfect guy for Vanderbilt right now, for Candace Story Lee, for Vanderbilt University to build around. I'm starting to feel more optimistic about their chances long term. I don't think they're going to be good anytime soon. It might take 2 or 3 years. But I think that when you talk about the ceiling of Vanderbilt football, this is a guy who could reach Vanderbilt's, albeit low, ceiling on the football field. So, a funny moment yesterday on J. Mart and Ramon. A caller, I guess a tweeter in this case, suggested that Memphis would be an addition to the SEC. That could work. Forget Texas, Oklahoma. No, let's go get little brother from the western portion of the state. And West Tennessee native Ramon Foster had quite a nice response.
Dark Goof, good morning, guys and fam. I think you're overcomplicating things with 18, but 20, now there you go. Try to pick up West Virginia, Florida State, put in the East with Auburn, then go get Memphis and Alabama in the West. Still play East versus. I'm sorry, I couldn't get through that with a straight face. I'm sorry.
We don't even want Arkansas and Missouri. Why do we want to add Memphis? Why do we want to add another state?
Oh,
the country of Memphis. No, the country of Memphis, man. That would be good. And Memphis just moved to another conference. Aren't they Conference USA? What are they now? AARP?
See, that one I know was actually deliberate.
That laugh that right
was,
there
that
was
worth it.
Terrible.
I love that. Yeah, who needs Texas and Oklahoma when you can have the Memphis Tigers, Memphis State? Unbelievable. The AARP joke killed me. Killed me yesterday on J. Martin Ramon. Good stuff there with those guys, as always, from 6 to 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Zone. All right, that's going to do it for the shows this week. Coming up next week, we're going to play you more snippets of the install with Greg Cosell, plus his visit with 3HL yesterday, and a little bit more scouting of this Tennessee Titans team as we get you ready for Titans training camp 2021. We've got a whole lot of coverage coming up for you over the next couple days, over the next couple of weeks. Football 3 weeks away from preseason game number one. Titans and Falcons, we'll be getting you ready for that and much more next week on the Zone Daily Podcast.